knock, knock.
Summer. What? Knock, knock. Who's there?
Summer.
Summer who?
I don't really have an answer to that other than summer be crazy over here. And I think maybe it's time for you and I to unplug a touch. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think with boys coming in and out of my house, it's a lot going on. Weddings, events, vacations. Y'all feel it, but we still have time to listen to things. And so we know you want to laugh with us. We're going to share two of our most downloaded episodes to end off July and be back August 7th with some new updates on our summers. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a little scared because we are republishing older shows that are very, very listened to. So I'm going to just hope and pray they're very listened to because they're very funny. So you guys enjoy them. We don't even remember what we said, so I'm guessing you don't either. And if you're new here, then it's all new content to you. But yes, we are going to unplug a little bit from Sidetrack for a few weeks and you'll get republished. But if you're a super tracker, then it's a little different.
Yeah, we have recorded a new episode for y'all, just like we promised. Your second episode of July will come out on July. I'm so bad. When is it? July 17th? Nope. Yeah. July 24th. That's your super tracker episode will come out just like it always does into your player. If you want to be a super tracker and you want to hear that new content, just sign up at sidetracked.supercast.com. Hey, y'all, enjoy your summers, but wear your sunscreen and your big hats. Don't wear a visor like Cynthia. More on that later.
Yep. Super trackers, more on that. All right, you guys. We'll be back in a few weeks. Enjoy these republished episodes and super trackers, usual schedule. You will be hearing from us. Okay. Bye, friends.
Bye. I saved our family a lot of money this morning, but I think on the flip side, my new Xanax prescription is gonna be a wash overall because have you ever heard of a low-cost veterinary vaccine clinic?
A low-cost veterinarian? Like a vet? Maybe. Keep going.
So we have a friend who likes to save money, Tommy. Hi, Tommy. Shout out Tommy.
Way to go, Tommy.
He is a financial planner for people. So if you need help, call Tommy. And he is a whiz in knowing how to save money. And one of his tips is instead of taking your dog to the vet and getting charged $300 to $400 for vaccines, Texas offers not only low-cost spayed and neutering, but vaccines.
Where do you go?
The Texas Coalition for Animal Protection, TCAP.
Oh, the old TCAP.
You know TCAP?
No. No.
Okay. So I went there last year and it was very traumatic because it was after Charlie and I had been attacked by a dog. And so I was nervous. He was nervous. It was kind of a disaster, but it was so cheap. I was like, okay, it's time again. Gotta go. They're only open certain days.
Wait, do you do it every year?
We vaccinate? Do it once a year, yeah.
Why? Our dogs get vaccinated every year?
Well, we have to do it for boarding.
Okay, got it.
Because they require it. But
rabies and all that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bartella, okay. Lepto. This is your education for the day. Anywho, when I went last time, I showed up at the time, got in line. It was a little bit of a crazy with Charlie was like wanted to bite everybody. So that was hard. But this time I got there and there's like a crowd of people outside the door. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. I don't know that I'm going to be done in time to meet with Cynthia.
Oh.
So I show her my paperwork, which I'd already printed out. Not everybody had.
Okay.
She gives me a QR code. I scan it. Granted, it opened at 9. This was 9:09. I was 9 minutes after it opened. I scan it. I log in. I get in the virtual line. It says, you are group E, as in Eagle. Ector. I don't know. That's not a word. Anyway. We are on group B. Please go to your car and we'll text you when it's time.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this is a whole situation.
And so you
have to save money.
Oh. So how long did you sit in that car? Because you're here.
30 minutes.
Oh, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible. Maybe 40. Then I get in line and I'm telling you all the sorts of people. All the sorts.
All
of humanity.
We the people are there.
We the people are there, and we the people who love their pets. You know how you're like, all the versions of the pets. Cats can come.
She said versions, not like virgins.
Versions. Tiny, tiny chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. Big Great Pyrenees that are shedding like nobody's business everywhere.
Do you know I have a half Great Pyrenees?
You do?
Abby's.
That's what Abby is?
A paradoodle.
Oh.
A shin shed.
Shin shed.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. And then the sweet couple in front of me, older couple, they were there with their chihuahua, not for vaccines, but to get her fingernails clipped.
Oh.
And then wouldn't you know, they waited in this whole long line and they go in a room and they can't even do it.
Oh, they don't do that.
Well, no, they tried, but the dog wouldn't let them. Wouldn't let the vet. Anyway, I'm getting off track. All that to say, it's my turn. I'm like, hey, he gets real nervous. He was attacked by a dog. I'm thinking, I get real nervous because I was attacked by a dog. I said, we're going to need a muzzle. So, because they're just like doing shots like out in the open on dogs. And gosh, I'm like, we can't be out in the open. We need to be in a room. We need a muzzle. And I was right.
I need a muzzle. You should have brought that home. Man, do I need a muzzle. Okay.
And they're to the point, like they don't put the muzzle on. I have to put the muzzle on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to put it on Charlie.
Is he getting mad at you?
Oh, 100%. Then I finally get it on. I'm holding him. He does okay with the first shot. It was great. And then he's like, oh, I see what's going on. And he loses his ever loving mind. And I'm sweating and I'm wrestling him. She finally gets the second shot in and he rips off the muzzle. And then it's like, oh, he still has one more shot he has to get in his shoulder. And that shoulder is right by his face. We had to get the muzzle back on. So she's like, why don't you try putting him in the corner? And anyway, I am full on sweat at this point.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was a whole situation. Horrible. That's why I'm like, but I saved money. Only $40.
I was going to say, how much did you save?
Like hundreds. But it was, I mean.
What's the socioeconomic status of the friends there? And I say this not to be controversial, but I'm just wondering, thank goodness you sold the BMW. Because if you pull up to the TCAP, what's it called? Is it TCAP or
Cat? Yeah, yeah.
If you pull up to the TCAP in the Beamer, because something similar, we'll get back to this in one sec, but something similar happened to us when we had our little one in foster care. They offer free formula.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't have time for that. And then everyone's like, you're crazy. Like, and you know how
it's formulas. Yeah, yeah, that's a whole thing.
And I went one time and I was like, okay. And they also get where offering us food stamps. I'm like, I can't in my right self show up with food stamps. That doesn't, like, I don't know. I just doesn't. And so I went one time and I mean, I don't remember that we had a real swanky car, but whatever the situation, I've never felt like a bigger fraud. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pay for formula going forward.
Yeah.
So how did it feel around you? Like, were people
there
like,
there was
where
a variety. I mean, when I was sitting in the car, I saw this cute young professional gal with her dog come out. And I'm just thinking, she's saving money. Like, she's new and probably in her career. I'm just guessing. She,
like, you went to
age.
Aldi for dogs.
Like, oh, and there was an Aldi next door. And there was a Goodwill two doors down that I dropped off some donations. Of like, it was a whole multi-stop event morning. But okay. I mean, I think it's worth it. And like, it felt good that this second time around, I was able to do it myself. And like,
no, you weren't able to. The muzzle tells the story, ma'am.
I feel good about helping my family be able to afford
son,
more food.
Your son can have nicer clothes.
Yeah. See, that's all him. That's all his money. Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, this is, I didn't realize how anxious I was about it.
Until
it was done and I'm sitting in the car and I'm like, oh my gosh, we did it. Because last night I was feeling real worried about today, how it was going to go. Am I going to get to all the things?
We might need a sedative for you and Charlie before y'all go next time.
I think I need that next time.
I might video it.
I think I need that. You can come. You're welcome to come. I mean.
We saved some money at our house.
How'd you do that?
Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Did you want to say anything else with the dog?
No.
Okay. The other day, I was in the bathroom. Don't worry, everybody. We're not going to a bad place. I was literally in there and I was like, I need to wash my hands. I don't remember what's going on. So I go and I turn on the water and it's like a drip. I'm like, and the water pressure is kind of, it's not perfect in our primary bathroom, if you will.
Yes.
And so I was like, gosh. So I go in the kitchen, I turn it on and it's a drip. And I'm like, shoot. Well, I'd seen workmen in front of, like, on our street. And I was like, so Mike happens to call and I'm like joking. I'm like, hey, did you pay the water bill? The water's off. And Mike's like, he's like, yeah, as far as I know. Ha ha, hee hee. And then I'm like, Okay. And then Mike goes, well, now you're making me paranoid. Let me look. And Mike looks, let's fast forward, everybody. Mike hadn't paid the water bill since July. May the record reflect that the Yanoffs had their water turned off last week. I mean, oh, no. Horrifying. Now, speaking of kind of funny, not funny, funny, is when, I don't mean this to sound how it's going to maybe sound, but I'm not sure there's a lot of people on our street that the water company's pulling up and yanking the thing up on the street and using the huge wrench.
So you were watching them do it?
No, I know. I guess they did it when I wasn't home. I don't know.
They didn't want to be attacked by you. They didn't want you being like, why are you turning off my water? Right.
This is like a public event when they turn off your water, I believe, because they do it from the street. And so I'm sure my neighbors were like, oh, tough times at the Yanoffs. Okay, so I'm joking. Mike is like, And he goes, I haven't paid since July. And I was like, how does that happen? He goes, well, I auto pay all of our bills, right? Yeah. And he goes, and I have them all sent to a bill email account because I don't want to see them with my law firm stuff. So I have
his own email
that I don't check it and everything auto debits. And he said, well, he got a new debit card in July and he did update it. But apparently when he put in the new debit card, it kicked it off auto pay. And I go, okay, I need to know something right now. When did they stop sending you the envelopes that had the pink on it, termination notice and slapping stickers on your door? And like, when did all this stop? And Mike's like, when people got email, he's like, there's like 20 in there that say termination notice. So we're kind of dying laughing and also a little horrified. So Mike's like, he gets home from work. JB needs to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, don't flush it. So we had
take some water from the pool and put it in the toilet. Totally, you could have.
Totally.
You got a whole bunch of water back there.
Right. So I said, well, let's go eat dinner. So we go to dinner and we come back and there's a notice on our door, termination notice. I'm like, too late. It's terminated, but thank you for that. But then on the back, it has a number to call. So we call the number and they're like, well, we came by, nobody was there. You have to be there for us to turn on the water. We're like, oh.
My stars.
So I'm like, great. So we're home and Mike calls them back and they're like, okay, we'll send the person back out. And so 8:00, 9:00 at night, 10:00 at night, 10:30, we're like dead. So Mike's like, they said they would call first. So I'm going to bed, you're going to bed, and we'll leave the ringer on. So I wake up. And it's like, I don't know, 11:30. And I just wake up and I happen to see these lights flashing through the window.
My goodness.
And I'm like, oh, it must be them.
11:30 at night?
Yes. And I run to my office where the nearest window is. And I see them pulling off and leaving. I'm like,
no.
They did it.
No.
No. They'd called. Mike missed the call.
On
the phone frantically with the place, like calling back. Send him back. Send him back. So long story short is.
Do you have water yet?
Yeah, they turned it on that night, finally, thankfully.
And that night? After 11:30?
Yeah, the guy didn't get
out
of our neighborhood.
Day.
They got a hold of him, and he came right back. And so our water got turned on. But I said to Mike, I told you we saved money. I don't know that we saved it for an increment of time. And then
for like 2 days.
Yes, and then for 3 months, we paid no water bill.
But they made you pay it.
But we did pay it all. Boy, did
we. Which is a lot. My friend told me her water bill this year was really high with the pool.
I think that I could be wrong on this, but I believe that it got shut off sometime in July. So I don't know if that we'd already paid June. Our card stopped paying in July.
Okay.
So July to August, August to September.
So 2 months.
And we're in October. Let's say 2.5 months, but it was $800. Is that a lot?
No.
I don't know.
She was saying it was like $1,000 in 1 month.
Oh, no. Ours was $800 for 2.5 months and probably every fee on top of that.
I just thought I was like, well, good thing I don't have a pool.
Well, let me tell you something. I need to be at the – apparently, my Yanoff's getting our bills shut off. I need to be down at the DCAT with my dog. I can't afford real vets.
No,
I didn't know I couldn't, but now I know.
Can I tell you a water story that I learned?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to talk more about my spiritual retreat in Super Trackers, but we were leaving it and the gal who was hosting had these beautiful mums, like – tricolored ginormous mums, and she said she got them at the Tractor Supply Company.
Oh, I love Tractor Supply.
You do? I'd never been there before.
Well, Brett loves, because he's a redneck, and so he loves Tractor Supply. So every time we're in a small town, we go in and Brett buys overalls and all kinds of. Okay, they have mums there though?
They had mums, big mums, and cheap, and they would buy one, get one 50% off.
Oh.
But we go in, we buy, each got a mum and got a little Halloween candy, and we're checking out and they're talking to each other about some water bottle or something. And then we somehow get involved. It turns out that one of the things they sell the most of is bottled water at this location.
Why?
Well, apparently, and they're telling us this, and I don't mean this to be bad, but their teeth weren't, there was a lot wrong with what was going on with their teeth. Like some of them were missing.
You don't think that's sensitive to me after the last 2 weeks, Heather? How many teeth have I lost in the last month?
Well, they're telling us this story and we're looking and I'm thinking it may be affecting your teeth. They said, oh yeah, nobody drinks the water on here. It smells like straight chlorine, like bleach.
Oh.
They're like, you go to fill up a bathtub, it's disgusting. And I'm thinking, they're like, nobody drinks this water. And then you go get some ice, like you go to the local Wendy's and get yourself a drink, and it tastes so gross because the ice is melting and the bleach smell is. Yeah. And I'm like,
that can't be good.
No. Do they have to pay for that water? Huh. Hope not. Don't pay your bill on that. You hope it gets shut off.
You're begging them to shut off your water.
Please shut off my water so my house doesn't smell like bleach. Like, that can't be right. This is going to be like, what was that lawyer gal who, she wasn't a lawyer. Was she a lawyer?
Oh, you're thinking of the Grisham book? That is the girl who went after all the towns that had polluted water and people were dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is that town.
It's, yeah.
Malakoff in Texas. Malakoff.
Is it based on a true story?
Yeah.
The Grisham thing is? That literally is the town?
I don't know. No, Malakoff's the town I was just
saying. Oh, okay.
But like, keep an eye out. They might be in the news.
I'm going to ask you. Okay, I will keep an eye out. If you would not throw shade on people's teeth, I would appreciate
it. It was just, I was looking at my friend and we're like, how do we respond right now? Because they're telling us this horrible story that sounds like y'all should move. And I think it's impacting your health. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And this friend of mine, she's real into like eating clean. I mean.
She didn't want chlorine water.
Well, she just.
Chlorinated water.
She couldn't imagine that the water coming out of your sink would be that. She's like, y'all need to filter that. She kept saying that. Y'all need to filter that.
We need to go to Tractor Supply. We need like a road trip for Tractor Supply. Oh,
I didn't even know. That was my first time. I never experienced that before. It smelled a little bit bad inside the store, like feed.
Yeah, that's not bad, okay? That's earth. Hey, I went to, speaking of expensive water, I went to A&M last weekend.
Whoop. Am I allowed to say whoop?
I don't think you're allowed to whoop. I'm not either. And there's all these weird whoops. These Aggies, bless y'all. I love you. You're terrific. But and I think you can only do the gun down thing if you're a senior or something. I don't know. I don't understand.
Like I can't. Can I do this?
No, you put that pinky. What's that called? Put your thumb down. Pinky. What if I did
this? You put your pinky. This is up. What I'm allowed to do. I'm pinky allowed to put a pinky up, thumbs but not down. A thumb.
Yeah. Don't you mess with a thumb. Okay. So first of all, we go for the weekend, and JB is such a Texas kid because Kate is Texas and he loves Kate so much and he's known UT. So I'm looking for his A&M t-shirts. I'm not kidding y'all when I think I'm pretty sure he's hidden them. I can't find one A&M thing in his drawers. And he has like 4 or 5 A&M t-shirts.
We might have one I could give you.
And so he's wanting to wear his UT clothes. I'm like, no. But so we get there. Let me just fast forward through a lot of things. I could tell you a lot about the weekend, but let me tell you two things. Number one, I went to the hottest football game I've ever been to in my life. And I like sun. I'm a product of the 80s and all the things. And I knew it was going to be hot. I knew all the things. And, you know, I got my dermatologist on speed dial because I have so much skin cancer. And I am here to tell you something so hot that I wasn't sure I was well. Like, I'm like, am I having a heat stroke? And so I went and bought two of their like commemorative Aggie cups and 2 bottles of water. $54.
No.
But I have $54 because we don't pay our water bill. So I was like, we have extra money in our account as far as I know.
This episode is now the water episode.
It's the water episode.
Yeah.
So I come back. You guys, I gave myself an ice bath the entire first half. It was awkward.
Wait.
I put ice in my bra. I put ice down my pants. I had on shorts. I rubbed it all over my legs. It was
the back of your wrist, like your wrists and your neck. Because
I forgot a hat. Must be nice. Would have been nice to have.
Oh, and yeah, you need one of our hats. Although it does not go with maroon.
No, what does?
I did wear our hat my weekend.
You did? Mm-hmm. I have no hat.
No.
Forgot my sunglasses.
Oh my gosh.
So I have my $54 ice cups and water. And so we give one to our couple friend that's with us. Shout out Ella's parents. And then the other for me and Mike. Okay. Well, after I've had my meat hooks all in the thing, rubbing ice all over me, there's a free refill stand for ice. I go, Mike, do you want to go get ice and you can put your water in it? He goes, well, I think I'll pass on using the ice
from your cup.
And he's like, now that you've
manhandled the whole thing.
Yeah, it was so bad. It was so bad.
And you're like sweat and half your time, dirt.
I'm like, I got to bail out. And you don't understand how much money we paid for those tickets because those SEC games now in these big schools, it's so hard to get tickets. And so I told Mike at halftime, I don't think I can stay. And so we went.
He's like, that's okay. We didn't pay our water bill. We've got extra money.
He's like,
money.
We're fine. He's like, we'll just not pay the water bill another month. And so we.
Did you stay for the marching band though? That's
yes,
the most
I stayed
important.
For that. Okay. But even then I was, and I love me a marching band. I could barely, I was like, oh, that's great. Hurry up with your thing. I got to get out of the stadium. I'm so hot. But then we went and sat down at the tailgate, me and Jill. And, you know, there's just a little bit of shade and it was so pleasant delightful. And lovely. I'm telling you, I think it's two things. I think one, just being in the football stadium with all the people, I don't know, like, and then second of all, just a tiny shade goes a long way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. So bad.
When we were there, it was an early September game, like Labor Day weekend, and it was humid because it was about to rain.
Yep.
And I've never been more miserable. Oh. So I was like, there's something about that location that kind of just,
it was,
it's a little bit,
it was, yeah, I'll have to, I'll share some more maybe in Super Trackers about the weekend, but yes. One other thing, my son lives at, I probably shouldn't say this, my not that any of y'all are stalkers, but my son lives at a popular dorm. It's an off-campus dorm, which pretty much gives it away for you, but they're at the,
well, you've told the story of him moving.
Okay, did I mention where he lives?
No.
But who cares? It's fine, everybody. Don't stalk him. But he lives at the Callaway House, okay? Yeah, and the Callaway House is kind of pricey for what the Callaway House is. But
this is what I've heard.
Basically, it's Animal House. And so, two quick things. And listen, I know y'all are going to be like, sure. But Brett really, like, he doesn't drink. He's leading a little Bible studies. Like, he's doing, I think he's doing life well there. But he's in the midst of Animal House. And so, Kate and Molly... Shout out Kate and Molly, came in town for the weekend to keep JB for me during the game because we're not buying him a ticket to that expensive game. No.
No.
So Kate
would hate it.
Kate and Molly stayed in Brett's little mini apartment thing. Well, I dropped them off at 10:30 Saturday night because they're going to bed. Okay. That's the difference between a freshman in college and a senior. And all the freshmen are in front. They're getting ready to go out. And they're going to party and they're going to do their things and they're dressed like they're going to party and they're like, woo. And I'm like, huh. And the cops are already there at the Animal House. I'm like, well, this can't be. So I dropped Kate off and she and Molly run in to get something. I said, bring it back to me and then I'm going to leave and go stay where we were staying. Well, she takes forever. And I'm like, what is, so she comes out. She goes, oh my gosh. She's like, the police are in there. One, they're checking IDs because they said it was such a debacle the night before. They're checking IDs. And
they all have fake ones.
IDs. No, not for age, to see if you live there.
Oh.
But I'm like, you don't live there. She goes, I know, but they recognize Yanoff and they didn't realize that Brett's a boy. And so they're like, oh, Yanoff, we've seen that name. Anyway, but she said the police, they kept saying the police, you know, I don't know if this is the room, but like 419, that's where it is. And the police are going in all at 10s at 419. She goes, you better believe
they're calling a 419 or the apartment.
The apartment number.
Okay, if you're the parent of someone in 419,
it could be I don't remember, something like that.
And so they're like listening, like, wait, that's my kid.
So Kate and Molly said after I left, they went, of course they went to 419.
Oh,
I'm like, what's
gosh,
your problem, girls?
Kate.
And they're like, we couldn't figure out, but we were stalking around 419. Well, I don't, God rest her soul, but apparently the Aggie dog passed away over the weekend, the predecessor.
Yes.
And I go, was that the 419? Was it the dog?
Revelry.
So then last
we're
thing.
We're terrible.
I don't think you can say revelry.
It's R-E-V-E-I-L-L-E. How do you say it?
Revelry.
Okay.
I think. And so last thing. The next day, I go pick up.
So what did they find?
They said they couldn't figure it out because the cops were being all quiet about it and wouldn't let them in.
Imagine.
And so
it's
then.
Like only murders in the building.
Totally. Okay. So then the next morning, we go pick up everybody for church. And when I tell you I walk into this place that we are paying outrageous amounts of money because it doesn't matter why. That's just where we ended up.
Yeah.
Two trash cans.
You don't pay the water bill. It's fine.
Yeah, we have extra. Two trash cans on either side of the door. Beer for miles. Cans. Everything. Yeah. I walk in. Trash on the floor. In the elevator, if you're eating, please take a moment. Someone had puked in a solo cup, and it's riding the elevator with us. So then I start taking the stairs, which were more horrific than the elevator, if that's possible. All of this to say, oh my gosh. Thank goodness we're not freshmen in college. I didn't do that stuff anyway. But if you did, it's fine, everybody. But, I mean, we'd rather.
But this is the reason why parents are saying go with the regular dorms, because at least with the dorms, you have RAs a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Quaid's dorm never looked like that.
Animal House.
I mean, his frat house might have, but I.
This is the frat house.
It's like parents are paying a ton of money for a frat house. That's crazy.
Anyway,
but it makes sense. You leave a bunch of kids without any kind of supervision.
And that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Anyway, enough on our, that's the end of my water talk.
Did I tell you I had a birthday? I told you this.
Your half birthday?
Oh, yeah. Did I say it on the show?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe you did because Tracy texted me after listening to last week and she said, we all do half birthdays except for Mike, her husband.
So maybe I did.
She did mention that. We laughed about that.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
What else did Tracy tell me? That it's season 5 of Only Murders in the Building. And you and I were like, it's like 2 or 3.
Like, I think they've done 2. Yeah, I have a story from my retreat that somebody at the retreat told, but it's kind of funny. I'm hoping I can retell it well because she told it so great. She said that she has this friend who kind of mixes up phrases a lot, but she's a Bible teacher. She's an amazing Bible teacher. And she was like, hey, I want to share this kind of example in my next teaching. Can I tell it to you and see what you think about it? So she's telling her about how
she wants to run it by them.
Yeah, run it by them. The president, when he has his secret service with him, they have a certain orientation that they do to kind of protect him called the spread eagle.
Oh.
And she said, and I feel like when Jesus was on the cross, he was protecting us and he was spread eagle on the cross.
No.
Don't and she it. Goes, nope. She goes, no. Jesus' arms were spread out, not his legs.
Yeah, no, we're not. Like,
Jesus was not spread eagle.
No spread
on
eagle.
On the cross.
That's why you try out those illustrations before, because
you got to try them.
I mean, I've.
Bombed. You don't want to say the wrong thing in front of people. Like,
I mean,
none of us are paralyzed.
Not any of us are physically paralyzed. Yeah. Okay.
Do we go to our sidetrack by?
Oh, no, I have something else to add first.
Okay, go.
2 things. I got a new car.
I saw it out there. Tom, I've been waiting to hear the story.
Well, there's nothing exciting about it. Although we asked y'all what you want us to talk about today. And somebody said they want Mike Yanoff to come on and tell and explain negotiating tactics. Mike Yanoff literally fell asleep at the wheel. No pun intended, I guess. Fell asleep at the wheel on buying this car because he ended up out of town and blah, blah, blah. So Cynthia had to negotiate and it was a whole thing. But
did you do a good job?
I don't know. Do you
have a car.
Do you ever know if you did a good job? It's hard. I mean, we have a car. But let me just tell you this. You know how you get a new car? It's new to us. It's not new. But it doesn't have any markings on it. It looks new. And it didn't, I mean, it's just a matter of when you get the first whatever on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing, literally, it's probably not even insured yet. And not that I need insurance for this, but you know how your garage door or ours does? Yes. It has the thing that hangs down.
Yes.
And so JB accidentally shut it in his door, which means when I backed out, it pulled the red cord and the door released and the garage door fell on my car.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
I can totally picture that happening.
It's total.
I'm sure you're not the first.
Oh, no. In fact, I was telling my Wednesday lunch crew, and was it them? No, I was telling somebody, I can't remember, the other day, and they said, oh, same thing happened. And I got the joy of paying a couple hundred bucks to fix the garage door,
yeah,
too.
Say,
broke the garage door. It didn't break our garage door. And I mean, we can't afford for that. We're not even paying our water bill. We can't break the garage door.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
Literally it fell on the brand new car.
Now y'all have new fear unlocked. Make sure that the string of the garage.
Because my other car
opener.
Wasn't that tall. You know what I mean? Because I was driving Kate's for a long time. So
the other thing to watch for is when you open the back of it.
Mm-hmm, it doesn't bang the thing. Yes.
Because I've had that.
So, yes, hello. It already has scratches across the top, mostly the roof line that you can't see, like if you're short, like the Yanoffs. But there is one mark that you can see, and I'm real sad about it. But I'm like, okay, well, now we got it out of our system. But and poor JB felt so bad. Like, I was like, you didn't know it. So all you have to do is throw the cord, like wrap the cord around itself.
Yeah, you don't need it down.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. But yeah, it released it. And
was he in the car when it happened?
Yes. It's like, bam. And I'm like, oh!
Terrifying. Then you.
And then you're trying to
have a heart attack, and then we've got a whole nother situation.
It was
ER
a
visit.
Whole situation.
Oh my goodness.
That was the one thing I was gonna tell you. And I can tell, I'll tell y'all in Super Trackers, but
well, one thing I just have a question. I have a friend, shout out Dr. Leanne Haddock. She has her own little med spa. And I talked to her. I'm like, can you make me beautiful? She's like, you're already beautiful. And then I went and just had a consultation with her and learned all the different things they do. And I was thinking we're doing facials.
Uh-huh.
No, this is like injections and fillers and Botox and treatments.
The hard stuff.
And I didn't know that. So I'm just sitting there like wide-eyed, like, oh my gosh.
I'm wide-eyed because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be like, you look so good. Did we do something?
No, I didn't do anything. I'm just, she said, hold this mirror and tell me what you would want fixed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to look at myself. So I was telling Bruce this morning, I'm like, did you know you could put Botox right here and it would get rid of these?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, they call them 11s.
Yeah.
My straight up and downs between my eyebrows. And he goes, don't do that. He goes, you're angry lines? And I'm like, yeah.
He goes,
how about I just stop making you angry? He's like, don't get started on all that. Aww. And I was like, yeah, but I thought, I mean, it seems like now that I'm talking to people, a lot of people do this.
I think they
do. Do we do this?
No. Well, I don't know. It's up to y'all.
You guys doing it? Got invited to a party.
Have you looked at me? Do I look like I'm doing anything?
Yes.
No.
You look amazing.
I've done nothing.
You did the chemical peel thing.
Well, that was covered by insurance. That was like a cancer thing.
Oh, that's what I need to do. That's what I need to do because I have.
But thanks for acting like I got Botox when I just.
No. I'm saying your skin is like perfectly clear. That's what I'm looking at. I look at like.
Oh, yeah.
Like you don't have all these sunspots that I have.
No, and I have to have it done again every year. So it's time to peel my face off again. But yeah, mine's like an insurance thing.
Okay.
That's
what I should do. I should go that route.
Here's what I think happens, especially with the fillers, everyone. And no judgment. If you're doing a filler, we love you. It's fine. But I think that you don't realize that it's like this incremental, like you put the lobster in hot and warm water and then it starts boiling and you didn't know he's dying. I think that's what happens with like some of these injections because you're like, oh, that. Yeah, just a little bit and a little more. And then I see you and I haven't seen you in 7 months. And I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
I think that's what the risk is, but nobody
asked. That's what he said. That's what Bruce said.
You have
said.
To be real careful with that stuff.
Okay. I just was wondering. It was a new experience for me since we last talked. And I just didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. I literally was just thinking of getting rid of my sunspots. But I didn't know I needed. Yeah. Oh, and this, the jowls. Mm. She's like, basically, as you age, your whole face falls forward.
And so what did she say about that? Filler?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was a lot. She said, this is a lot of information. I'm like, yeah, I don't remember.
Let's just talk. We're both holding our face up right now. It's fine. Okay.
Do you want to say what your sidetrack by?
Yeah, but in Superchargers, I need to talk to you all about Joanna Gaines' Barbie house. I cannot. I'm so excited.
You are excited.
I just need to talk about it.
Okay.
And I also need to tell you about my new relationship with Brett and what he wants to buy. I'm going through my notes here of things we didn't cover. And then three, I had a text from someone who asked if we could please discuss Texas moms for homecoming.
I thought we did that.
Well, not enough. Apparently we're going to hit them again. So those are a few things that are on my list to cover later, but,
let's go through. Sent me a recent picture of girls at Grapevine with their moms here. I'll show it to you. This is like this week.
They are.
Out of control.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never been more thankful for a mum form order, like where everybody's looked the same. You just put a name on it.
Yes.
You know? Okay.
Oh, and what Mike wants for his birthday. Oh, Lordy.
And I'm going to share it's my aha moment at the spiritual retreat.
Okay.
Last weekend.
Oh, I love an aha. You want to go first on your
thing? Yeah, I'll go since we were talking about faces. While I was at my retreat, my roommate, Jay, shout out Jay, she brought these collagen masks. And I was like, okay. We did it the last night. Apparently, they're viral. They're going viral. But it was like you just fall asleep wearing it.
And I'm then just glad it just you didn't falls say a hydro off. Mask because we don't have water.
There's no water.
Collagen, no.
Yeah. So, anywho, this is me in it. Fell asleep wearing it.
And did you feel
different? It's great. Yeah, it was great. It's called Bio Collagen Real Deep Mask for Pore Minimizing and Firming Care.
Okay.
If you want a cheap option. I saw there's a 4-pack on Amazon for like $16.
Okay. I had my nails done for my – I had to
nice.
Do my headshot.
Oh, yeah. How'd
for
that
my
go?
Book.
Yeah.
And it went fine. I think – here, I'm going to show you one while we're talking. But
you
I
got
to
one
like,
back?
Well, I just asked her if she could give me the one.
Yeah.
That I looked at two or three, and this is the one I'm going to use.
Okay,
and
I want to
I'm going to show Heather at live time. And then if you remind me, everybody, I will post it.
Did you wear the outfits you showed me? You
were gonna yes, and all of – but the one
on
I
on the
picked,
live? We did a live and she showed all her outfits.
I showed the outfits, yes. So I'm going to show you the one I went with and don't – it's too late. It's turned in. So don't now be like –
Wait, this is going on the back of the book?
Back of the book picture.
Okay. Do you have something in your teeth? Aw, you look precious.
Thanks, guys.
thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
And Heather.
And Heather. Yes. Okay.
What do you feel like?
That's fine. I don't like headshots. I'm not going to find one that I love.
Who likes headshots?
They're horrible. I mean, it beats the heck out of it.
That's pretty.
It beats the – I mean, we've got some options. That doesn't look like me. I don't feel like, but
– It does look like you.
Oh, okay. Well
– I like that color sweater when you showed us that.
The purple.
It's like a – yeah.
Okay, so I had my nails done for it. And so my friend Marianne – who, by the way, never listens to any of my podcasts unless I mention her name. And I mentioned it like a week ago and some of her friends told her, I think, hi, Amy, told her. And she's like, I listened, but I stopped after I heard you talk about me.
Oh, my goodness. Marianne.
Gosh. So Marianne said, get bubble bath and put chrome over it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm like, what
bubble
language
bath
are we
is
speaking?
The color.
So I did the bubble bath, right? Heather obviously knows this. Let me tell the rest of the world that doesn't know this. Chrome is like, it's a treatment they put on top of it. It's another color.
It's like
they
a finish.
Yes. It's a finish. I had never heard of it. So
the cool kids do it.
And so the cool kids do it?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Maybe like a year ago it started.
And so she, Marianne, who's like the most fashionable in the world, she's like, put chrome on. So I did. Do you know how much the chrome cost me?
No.
An extra $20.
Well, you don't pay your water bill, so you got extra $20.
You better love these chrome nails. But I just got to tell you.
Pretty.
It is pretty because they came out Pepto Pink, and now it's got a champagne color going.
Yeah.
So anyway.
No, that's very pretty.
If you're looking for something on your nails, that's my first thumb sidetrack.
I mean, I've been doing my own now for a while, and look how terrible. They're growing out, but they're terrible. I need to go. I need to get some chrome on my... Okay, so you're sidetracked by that?
Yeah, by using chrome on top of your
dipped
nails. Okay, your turn.
I have good news. I finally picked a rug for the front living room. It might even get delivered while you're here.
Oh, I'm so excited. We'll take a picture.
I was trying to go for a lot of different things, and I finally found one that I'm like, I think that covers all the bases. Like the color I wanted, the style I wanted. I don't want this washable rug situation in there. I want like an actual like hand knotted wool rug, but not like super expensive because it's, I have boys and dogs and cats. Anyway.
Where did you find it? Dare I ask?
So I think I ended up buying it through Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
And because they were a huge like 70%
off. Just heads up. They're out of business. So it's probably a scam. But no, I'm kidding.
No, they're online only.
Oh.
They're online only. So, but I did from them, that's my second thing I'm sidetracked by or third thing. Should I just say it now?
Sure.
I had gone on to get extra silverware from them, and it never showed up.
Oh.
So I was a little nervous, like, is it a scam? Because when you said that, I'm like, oh, shoot, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because it never showed up. I finally ended up just getting a return and getting my money back. But my thing I'm sidetracked by is how we're always out of silverware because of teenage boys.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I then went on Amazon, and I saw, oh, you can buy just forks of our Oneida set that you used for lunch. I bought eight. $20.
Oh, that's
same as your chrome.
Okay.
four for 10. I bought two sets of four and they're of the big ones that we use the most. And I'm like, oh, it feels good to have extra forks.
And I was just going to ask you what's missing because I have plenty of spoons.
Plenty of spoons. Actually, plenty
knives
of knives.
Knives are gone.
Oh, your knives are gone.
Knives are kind of gone, but really forks are gone. But knives are gone too.
Well, you might be able to buy knives.
I think it's just a boy thing. These boys, I think they throw them away on accident.
I mean, Bruce went up there today and brought down a bunch of plates and cups from one of our boys' rooms. And I said, I think we need to follow Ken Wilgus's lead and say, if you don't bring down your plates and, you know, cups, then you don't get the privilege of eating in your room.
Yeah. Ken Wilgus feeding the
mouth that bites you.
Feeding the mouth that bites you. The podcast I'm on now. Y'all should listen.
Which in that thing last night, I mentioned it and the people hosting wrote, what did she write? It wasn't feeding the mouth that bites you. It's biting the hand that feeds you.
Oh, yeah.
Biting the hand that feeds you was
right.
The funny.
No, anyway. It's called feeding the mouth that bites you. Okay. Number two over here is I got a new dry shampoo. It's called Parfum Original Detox. The name is Detox Thickening.
That looks like the Dry Bar brand. Keep going down. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it
Dry
is.
Bar.
Dry Bar. And I got it at the Ulta. And because my hair, I just am tired of washing it so much. So I really like it. And it smells so good. So you can get an Ulta Detox Thickening. It says for thinning hair. I actually don't need one for thinning hair. I actually have kind of thick hair. But
you do.
But anyway, I love it. And so far, I don't know.
That Dry Bar brand is good.
Yeah. So that's the second thing I am sidetracked by.
Okay.
And then my third one is that Shark Tank is back out, like new ones. The show is back on, and you know the Gaines are going to be on it. Do y'all see a theme here? That
like the Gaines will be judges?
Yes. Oh. No, they're not pitching something. I'd like to pitch some shiplap.
They were canceled. I don't know if they were trying to make a comeback.
You're the one that canceled them. They're still fine.
I didn't cancel them. I just saw all the media that was like
Because of their biblical values.
No, they didn't hold the people.
Oh, that's right. They didn't hold their biblical values. Oh, yes.
Who knows?
I don't know.
What are they getting canceled for today? Which end of the spectrum wants to cancel them today?
Truly. But so they are going to be on Shark Tank. Now, the first two shows this season I've watched, and neither one were they on yet, mind you. But they had Michael Strahan on yesterday. Who doesn't love Michael Strahan?
Who's that?
Good Morning America, New York Giants football player forever.
Yes.
Oh, he's lovely. So oh. Okay.
So is our local guy not on it anymore? The guy that used to own
Cuban?
Yeah.
No, he retired. Thank goodness. He was really mean. I'm talking about a Jack
Rabbit.
Yeah. He wasn't very nice.
Did I tell you that one time he was in my dance class?
No. I feel like I would have remembered this.
At Mockingbird Station, I used to go to the gym there. And I would take this, what was it called? It was like, my brain just totally farted. Anyway, it was a dance class, like pop songs, and you would do different dances to them. And he was in there.
Zumba.
It was a Zumba class.
Oh my gosh.
And he was in there. And I think it was after he was on Dancing with the Stars and he just found like he really loved it. But it was so awkward because there were 50 of us women in there and just him in the back.
And Mark Cuban. I'm sure he's lovely. I do think he does.
He could be very
philanthropical
nice.
Things, but he's so nasty on Shark Tank. He wears me out.
It just might be his personality.
In the business sector. But you know who I love is that Lori Grenier is our name. And she's on Shark Tank and she's the QVC chick. And y'all know my thing about QVC.
Are you starting watching that already? Now that you have all this time.
I have turned on QVC once. I only watch it at Christmas. We're getting close.
So we had lunch just before this and Cynthia was telling me about all she, can I say this?
What was it about?
Will your kids listen? This comes out next Friday.
No, my kids won't listen.
Are you sure?
That's ambitious, Heather. No, the children
anyway,
won't
she's doing some work on her home that involves her kids.
Kids' rooms. Yeah.
And it feels like you're nesting again, like reverse nesting. Like they left and you're like.
I know. Well, yeah. Well, I think I told you last time that when I went up and took the sheets off Fred's bed for something and I realized like he's been living below the poverty line up there for like not even that we don't have water. Like literally his bed, his sheets, his bedding, everything. I'm like, gross. And so must be nice. But our housekeeper, you know, I just don't see it a lot. And that was on me. And so we've repainted, bought new bedding, new mattress pad covers. Like we just needed not expensive stuff, just like a little brush up there. Yeah. But yes, I've had a little time. It's like the calm before the storm because I don't start promoting my book quite yet.
Yeah. And so then you don't have the holidays yet.
The holidays aren't here yet. Okay.
But I think that, did you see the Gretchen Rubin thing talking about empty nesting? Mm-mm. My mentor sent it to me and it's such a great way to reframe it. Like it's not that you're an empty nest, you're now an open door. So you're just ready to receive when they come back. But I also think it's an open door to like other people. And you've always been good about that, but it just like opens more space in your life, like to other relationships when they move on.
Totally. Well, I mean, I'm far from empty nesting, although Mike's in Chicago right now. And I was like, you know, if we didn't have JB, that I would be with you because he has a companion pass or whatever, so I fly free with him.
Yeah,
And I was like, but somebody got to take the kid to school, and somebody got to, you know, what did he do last that we talked about? Somebody go watch The Mace. Yeah. I can't even remember all the things, but yes. So that's what I know over here.
Well, y'all are great. We were a little long last time, so we're trying to.
So we're shoring it up.
We're headed to shore it up. So now we are going to head in to record our super trackers. Oh. Cynthia was telling me she's not even a super tracker, so I was going to sign her up real quick.
How bad is that?
If you guys want to join, like Cynthia's going to join, do you remember the website?
Yes. Sidetracked.
Yep.
.supercast.com.
Sidetracked, past tense.
.supercast.com.
Supercast is the company, and if you have signed up and you're like, I don't know how to get it on my podcast player, you probably got an email from them, and they had very clear instructions that you should open that email on your phone. Click the player you like to use and it will link your account. And what you'll see, like I use iTunes the most. When I'm in iTunes, I see an episode twice if it's the public one. but the one that I know is my Super Trackers account has a little lock on it in a parentheses that says locked for Heather McFadden.
Okay.
And your Super Trackers will say Super Tracker exclusive, and then it'll also say in parentheses locked. So.
But it's not locked. You can listen.
No, it's not locked. It's just locked. I can't share it with other people.
Oh, it's very show you.
Very
you should share it with me because I know.
I'm going to sign you up.
Somebody asked me, they're like, you need to go back and listen to Super Trackers. You said something. I was like, I don't even have an account, I don't think. But boy, are people signing up. So thank you guys for helping us cover the cost of this show. We
and
appreciate
her water bill.
And my water bill. The end.